Because it is a Tuesday and it's the final segment of Crunch Time, we do What Are You Doing? It's our SMH, we got the WTF, you name it, we wonder. Why don't you start?
To NFL players copying each other's celebrations, I ask.
What are you doing?
The NFL lifted many of their restrictions against touchdown celebrations, leading to incredible new dances and team participation in the end zone. The Vikings did duck, duck, goose. The Falcons played a quick game of horse. The Steelers have played dice games, hide and seek, and the Eagles did a baseball home run swing celebration. They were, you know, just a guy with a football acting as the pitcher. The guy who scored is up the bat. Maybe there's a catcher, an umpire. You throw the ball. The guy who scored swings. He hits a home run. It's cool. It's awesome. Everybody else, stop copying it. The Seahawks did it last week against the Texans. It wasn't as fun. It's not original. Like, I get the spike ball thing is cool. Like, everybody does that, whatever. It's not even a big deal when Gronk does it. But the Eagles did it again last week, but they added a twist of having Nelson Aguilar charge the mound at Zach Ertz, and the Hawks just flat out copied it. I mean, Le'Veon Bell and the Steelers, again, Antonio Brown got on his hands and knees, acted like the seat of a bench. Bell does a couple reps on a faux bench press. His O-lineman our spotters. It's incredible. I know the NFL is a copycat league, but let's not go around stealing good celebrations when there are literally so many more things you could do now, as I ask.
What are you doing?
By the way, the Packers did the bobsledding.
Right.
And the Lions did ping pong.
There you go.
That was awesome.
Stop doing baseball.
It was so awesome. To the New England Patriots, I ask.
What are you doing?
You're really going to trade your backup after right before the regular season trading your backup, Jacoby Brissett, to the Colts. I get Brady is still magnificent at age 40, but let's repeat that statement. He's 40. Gives you a decent future. If you were an actor or a Fidelity fund manager, I don't care how much disgusting avocado ice cream or magic underwear he has. It's the NFL. It's the most violent team sport we follow. 40 into 41... 41 into 42. Not, and I'm also not sure of the wisdom of the Niners obtaining Jimmy Garoppolo, but I get it's also a setup for failure to second guess the Patriots. But as we speak here, Halloween 2017, I am questioning New England with the title of this segment, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To the Astros fan that stole a home run ball from his sister-in-law, I ask.
What are you doing?
During the madness that was Game 5 of the World Series, L.A. Dodger Yasiel Puig hits a home run into the first row of the Crawford boxes in left field at Minute Maid Park. A woman in the first row wins the battle at the bottom of the pile for the ball, holds it up high. She's proud. She's happy, as anyone would be, because it is a World Series home run ball. And the woman's brother-in-law fights off his brother, grabs the ball out of his sister-in-law's hand, and hurls it back onto the field without even changing his expression. Who does that? This is not Chicago. We're not in the bleachers at Wrigley. This isn't the Rangers or whoever even the Astros' rival is. It's a World Series home run ball. It's not even a foul ball or just a regular home run ball. The World Series. You didn't even catch it. You stole it from your sister-in-law. And then you just claimed, oh, it would have been bad karma to keep it. Well, that would mean that if it's good karma to throw him back, the Cubs would have won 108 World Series in a row. And so to that guy, I ask.
What are you doing?
The interesting kind of catch there is the brother-in-law, the other guy, was like, I'm not mad at him. We wanted to throw it back. I don't know if I buy any of that.
Why do you throw it back? Like, you're never going to catch one of those again. You're just like, here, have it.
I don't know. I almost was kind of in with that guy for throwing it back. But it was a terrible throw. Me, I'm throwing it back if you could hit the runner at second. That, to me, is the only
reason. The Crawford boxes are close enough.
All right. See, there you go. To the NFL and Judge Catherine Polk Faela, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, Jerry Jones' blind defense of Zeke Elliott is nauseating. And while he's right that post Ray Rice, the league is coming down harder, and while he's saying it as a negative, I think it's the upside to a disgusting history. But this woman who just dissolved that temporary restraining order blocking Elliott's suspension, which paves the way for him to have to sit six games, well, it turns out her husband is a partner in the law firm that, wait for it, negotiated the labor deal that's been leaned on in this case, giving Commissioner Goodell some wide-ranging powers that has become a prominent issue here. There's a little thing called Canon 2 of the Code of Conduct for U.S. judges. They're to avoid blatant impropriety as well as the appearance of impropriety. This seems kind of definitive, as we ask.
What are you doing?
There we go. To Inez Cantor, I ask.
What are you doing?
Today is Halloween. It is a top 3 day of the year for kids, especially since they get free candy and they dress up as their favorite superhero, or in my case, athlete at the time. And Cantor is pulling a prank. He posted a picture on Twitter of a bowl of Brussels sprouts, a empty box of chocolate truffles, and then the wrappers to the chocolate truffles. So essentially, Cantor is going to replace the truffles with Brussels sprouts and then hand them out to children. I don't get it. I get Halloween is a time for pranks. I get you can do stuff like replace the cream in an Oreo with toothpaste, but whatever. But you're really going to give a vegetable to give a kid a vegetable? That's not even funny. You're not going to see the look on their face when they open it up and realize it's a vegetable. They're not going to bite into it blindly because it's wrapped in tinfoil. They're just going to throw it away and move it on to the next one. If you're going to do this, do it to James Dolan or Charles Oakley and then film it. It'll be hilarious. I mean, giving kids a raw vegetable might actually be worse than an apple on Halloween, as I ask.
What are you doing?
I said for years, avoid the Marinovich household. To Tiger Woods, sort of golfer, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, I get it. You're transcendent. When you're out there, the numbers rise. The PGA finds its way to the top of the ESPN or CBS site. It trends. But come on, man. This is the 11th comeback. And it's not at the Tournament of Champions in Hawaii, which opens the real season, but this Hero Challenge, which is his event. It's not sanctioned, and it's really just a chance for him to get back in the spotlight for a few hours. He posted another video taking a golf swing, then announced he's teeing it up in a month. He hasn't made a cut in more than 2 years. He's had multiple surgeries. He's not competitive. This soon after even he said his career might be over. It's been 9.5 years now since the OA Open title. His glutes are not activating. Like Rome said today, you want to see Eldrick golf? Go to the Bahamas. You want to see Tiger golf? Well, you're going to have to try YouTube, as we ask.
What are you doing?